This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, yes, there is a God. And I learned that tonight because I was so happy when I saw this news that the migrant influencer, that's the guy who's been all over TikTok. This is the illegal migrant, Leonel Moreno from Venezuela. And this is the guy who is all over social media bragging how squatters could take advantage of people's homes. He is, again, unlawfully in this country from Venezuela. In fact, he illegally entered the country April 23rd, 2022. And he was seen in the video also holding his little baby and saying, oh, here's the way that you can get around the system. And me and all my friends know how to use these squatting laws and to get around everything. And all you have to do is just take over a upstanding citizen's home and just snag it after a bit of time. And he was even bragging that he had a friend who had seven houses. Can you imagine? I mean, this whole squatting thing is just nuts and it's crazy. And I couldn't believe this guy was there full face, bragging and just laughing and mocking America after everything America's done for him. He is one of the 10 million migrants that Joe Biden has led into this country, along with the killer of Laken Riley and a whole bunch of other people that we have seen of late. And so this guy, as it turned out, after he did his social media, and he has, I think it's like 500,000 followers. It's a lot. So he has a lot of people following him. He was giving his advice on how people could take over and squat the homes of law-abiding American citizens and saying that America should be giving us more, that if they don't give you a house, we'll just take a house. Don't worry about it. You know, you don't get enough from America. All this money and all these other things we're getting and the hotels and the food stamps and all these other things, that is not enough. You need more. So you have a right to just kind of take over. And here's how to, like, you know, rig the system, if you will. And there he was, full face, mocking America and laughing about America. Well, I do say again, there is a God, because as it turned out, after he was on video mocking America on social media, and he did it in a few different videos, apparently it came out that he had skipped out on ICE soon after crossing the southern border into Texas, again in April 2022. And he was wanted by authorities. And if you look at the video, this guy was so brazen. He was in Ohio and he was in front of, I think, the police station, one of the police stations in Ohio, like, ha, 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 look at me, guys. And I think he never thought, because of the whole crazy open border and everything else, I can understand why he thought he could just kind of get away with it. But there he was laughing and mocking America and talking about how to commit crimes and inspiring others to do so. And there is good news tonight, because thank goodness this con artist, Leonel Moreno, has now been arrested as of just a little bit ago. I was so happy to hear it. And guess where he was arrested? He was arrested in Columbus, Ohio, near the police station where he did the videotape. And he's currently being held at a jail in Ohio. So there he is. But there is at least some justice. It's incredible that, I guess, you got to be on video mocking ICE and everything else somehow for it to have an impact. I guess that's the only way that they will actually go after you or figure out where you are. I think they'd love to go after as many as they could. But I guess he was just thumbing his nose so badly and so blatantly that I think authorities felt they had no choice but to track that guy down. And again, he was standing in front of like a police station. I mean, you can't make it up. I actually thought it was like a joke at first. I really didn't think it was almost a real video because I actually thought that you couldn't actually see anything. I actually thought that it was just sort of a made up and sort of a fake situation and that you really actually, you know, it was just a joke. I thought it was maybe actors playing a game or something like that. So it turned out it was legit. And the good news is he is now behind bars. And who could forget his creative appearance that he did on TikTok? Here is Leonel Moreno, who is now behind bars. Take a listen.
My people have thought about invading a house in the United States because I learned that there is a law that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can expropriate it. Northern Hoods here in the United States. Terrain deformation also applies. And I think that will be my next business. Invade abandoned houses. Since I have searched for some codes with my African friends and they told me that they already have about 7 expropriated houses. And as the saying daddy says, you have to look for the way back and forth right now is to invade houses since we are in a street situation and it is the only way we have to avoid living on the street and not be a public burden.
And not be a public burden. So the best way is to take over somebody's home. In Spanish terms, that's cojones. That is some big set of cojones that you would go on in front of a TV, a police station and say, yeah, here's my plan. And I'm inspiring all of you to do it. And I have a friend, Big Daddy, has about 7 of them. And Little Daddy's probably got 6. You know, this is just unbelievable. But it's par for the course these days. It is par for the course. And even Mayor Eric Adams has been going around defending. He's been on the defense this week because, of course, the border is a huge issue. And this week in New York City, they launched their debit card program. This is the credit card program where they're giving a family of 4 $350 a week. Now, I was looking at sort of the total for that, and what it comes out to, it's like $1,400 or so a month. Guess what? If you are on food stamps, if you're on the SNAP program, which means you're like an underprivileged American, maybe you are a low-income American, maybe you're disabled, maybe you're a veteran, you're elderly, you would actually take home about $714 a month. How sad is that? Again, $1,400 for a family of 4 for migrants and a family under the food stamps program is half of that. There is something so wrong with our system. And yet, this week, Mayor Eric Adams of New York was on with Charlemagne the God on The Breakfast Show, and he was defending his migrant debit card payout. They just launched the pilot program this week. It's going to cost New York City taxpayers $53 million just for the pilot rollout. And if it's a big success, because what migrant doesn't want free stuff? Who wouldn't want free stuff, period? It's obviously going to keep going and going and going. And Mayor Eric Adams thinks it's a good idea to keep giving migrants free stuff because I guess the house that this Leonel Moreno wanted everyone to take over, that wasn't enough. You got to give them cash so they can enjoy the house too. So here is Mayor Eric Adams on the radio defending the migrant debit card rollout.
How do debit cards for migrants compare to New York City welfare benefit?
I like that. That's a good question because that was one of the biggest myths. And I think the Daily News just did a piece today of saying why this makes sense. So here's what happened. We were paying people because we, by law, we got to feed them 3 meals a day. We got to feed the migrants 3 meals a day. When I told the team we got to bring down the cost of this by 30% because it was costing us too much money, $12 billion over 3 years, $4 billion already. One of the places was food. We were seeing that we were having a 10% food waste. People were getting food that they didn't want and they discarded. So my team came together, First Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright, first black woman to be a First Deputy Mayor. She came up with a team called Mokify. MWBE, Black Product, they said that we can give people food cards where they can only purchase food and baby supplies. You will save $600,000 a month in costs. People will buy the food that they want and not giving it to them from someone from some large conglomerate. Then they will have to spend the cards in the bodegas, the supermarkets, the local stores, so the money stays inside the community. And the program is run by a person of color. We're saving over $7 million a year. We have no more food waste because people are buying what they want. It's a black-owned company, so we put money back into a black businesses, like I said I was going to do. And you cannot buy anything but food or baby supplies. It's a complete win. Mm-hmm. But people heard it, and it was sensationalized. Oh, you're giving money to migrants. They only get $13 a day for the three meals. It's a winning program.
Is it really a winning program? I think New Yorkers are losing. I don't think it's a winning program. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Dom real quick. Dom, your thoughts about all of this.
Yeah, Rita, when the donors walked out of Biden's fundraiser, the protesters were screaming at them saying, "We're not voting for Biden. Enjoy Trump." At least all the donors can be happy and say that 100% of the donations goes to the big guy.
By the way, Hunter was there last night. Also, Dom, I couldn't believe it. Speaking of cojones, the fact that that guy actually showed up and he was like smiling and then he was walking out with his little red backpack, which you wonder every time there's some big thing, he's walking out with that backpack. I would love to see what's in the backpack. But it was very interesting that he wasn't hiding himself. Here he is with all these donors, all these money people, clearly, because it was big money. They raised $26 million. But you know what's interesting, too? Outside, you could see all these protesters out there that were shouting, you know, screaming at Joe Biden. Some screamed inside. So he's having a bumpy ride of it. And I think that's part of the reason he does not want to close the border, Dom. I think he's afraid it's going to backfire somehow and hoping that either he can somehow get these people to eventually be voters or that their family members or other people are going to say, "God, what a nice country. You know, we're going to vote for that guy, even if he's in half a coma, Joe Biden. We're still going to vote for him." There is a master plan here because it is unfathomable why you would have an open border and why you would allow people like that crazy TikToker who, thank goodness, is now seeing a jail cell as opposed to somebody's home. Let's go to Al in Yonkers. Al, your thoughts.
Yeah, hello, Rita. I just wanted to say a great job from the law enforcement in Ohio. Ohio is a great state. There's great people there. You know, it was great that they caught this fugitive in the capital, Columbus.
Yeah.
Ohio is such an important state in the presidential race.
You know, Al, maybe what they need to do is comb social media everywhere. Like, kind of go, okay, oh, God, that, you know, do one of those Googles where you can go, wait a minute, he's standing in front of such and such police station, or he's waving from his home. Oh, look, it's across the street. Hey, it's not his home. It's someone else's home. But I am glad that they at least cracked down. They had to, because he was basically giving them the middle finger, if you will. I mean, it was so blatant, don't you think, Al?
It really was. And, you know, Ohio is, again, you know, just to say that it's such a great law enforcement state, and it's a state that is going to go again for President Trump. It used to be such a battleground state, but President Trump has made it a Trump country.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It looks like it is going to be his this time. And listen, I was there for the convention, the Republican National Convention years ago. I remember just, you know, how much of a purple state it was at that point. And I think there's so many also union workers. You know, I know that the unions, some of the chiefs have backed Biden, but the union workers, which are the tens of thousands, if not more, they seem to be backing Trump. All the way. We're going to continue with your calls, everybody, after the break. 1-800-848-9222. The TikTok squatter has been caught. He doesn't know squat now.
The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's the Rita Cosby Show.
This could be the migrant song, as he's in jail tonight. He couldn't help the way he felt, and he couldn't help what he was saying on TikTok, and it got him busted big time. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Tony, line five. Tony, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita.
Hey, Tony.
That guy definitely belongs in jail, and I hope him and anybody else that thinks the way he does goes to jail as well. But I can't help but think that the Israelis go and do the same thing to the Palestinians' homes, and people like you don't even blink or even lose sleep the way that you have been losing sleep and in agony over what's been happening here.
So explain to me why you think it's okay that Hamas came in on October 7th and raped and murdered 1,200 Israelis. Explain to me why you think that that's justified, because that's what you're talking about, Tony.
No, I'm talking about the way that they're squatting homes in Jerusalem and other parts of the West Bank. I'm not even talking about Gaza. Gaza, I think in a month or so, the Israeli settlers are going to go in there and squat every available space in there.
And you have a problem, obviously. We're getting into the Israel-Hamas stuff, but do you agree that Israel has a right to defend itself? I mean, after October 7th, I know you're going to go into the history. I've been over there, Tony. I've interviewed Arafat. I've interviewed all the prime ministers. I know the history, but I'm talking modern times. Do you believe that they have a right to defend themselves?
If you've been over there, you know how fortified their border was. How come they
not
didn't
enough.
See these people coming?
Oh, what? So it's their fault that suddenly these murderers came in and these terrorists came in? It's their fault? Obviously, by the way, you are correct. They surely had a major intelligence breakdown, but you seem to be blaming it on Israel. And if you look at the history there, at least at that point, they were allowing a lot of worker. They had a lot of, like, back and forth. That's why the border wasn't that fortified at that point. They thought decent relationships. They thought things were in a pause until they got slaughtered on October 7th.
Rita Cosby is on. Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by GoyaCares.com, because you are a precious gift from God. Goya Cares does so much to combat human trafficking and also to foster faith and family, which is such an important message, of course, as we're heading into Easter weekend. So be sure to check out GoyaCares.com. And this story coming from Oregon, where a 17-year-old boy and his dog have been rescued from a cliff near the top of Hagelstein Ridge. 3 days after the dog went missing. The dog, who is a three-year-old boxer named Wiggy, went missing, and the 17-year-old boy went looking for his dog. He found him, and that's when the trouble started. The young man trekked down the steep, rocky surface more than 200 feet from the top of a cliff in an attempt to save the dog. Wiggy had been separated from the family a few days earlier while on an outing, and the family returned several times to search and call out for Wiggy. The family almost lost hope when they heard Wiggy whining from below the rocky drop-off, but the boy then got stuck in the same tough spot as Wiggy trying to rescue his beloved dog. And that's when the Klamath County Search and Rescue Team stepped in. They luckily were called on scene. They lowered one of their members over 40 feet from the cliff's edge, and the team safely and successfully brought the young man and Wiggy back to safety. No one was injured in the rescue, and all were very grateful to be back on level ground. Thankfully and wonderfully, the boy and Wiggy are now reunited, and everybody is safe and sound. I'm glad it has a happy, happy ending. Well, we are talking about the border crisis and the situation. Also, this crazy guy, the TikToker, who is finally behind bars in a jail not too far from where he posted his TikTok video. And there are many more folks like him coming. In fact, there is word that a massive migrant caravan is on its way coming to El Paso, Texas. It's expected to arrive there sometime on Monday, and there are apparently thousands upon thousands of people that have started in Central America. It's continuing up through Mexico. And of course, they are planning to all hopefully come, they believe, into the United States. Maybe they'll stampede in like the last group that came through El Paso. Remember those single adult men from Venezuela that stampeded in not that long ago? We all saw the video. But it just shows what a crisis we are at as cities are busting at the seams. And we talked about Mayor Eric Adams unveiling the debit card deal, where he's going to be giving migrants before American citizens, before veterans and homeless Americans. Well, they're going to be getting this debit card, like a credit card, where they could use it to get food, also diapers, a couple different things, and they can use it at some local stores. $350 a week. That's on top of hotels. That's on top of food. That's on top of all this other stuff. So this is really, I would say, an invitation to have more of these caravans come. And then he wonders, oh, why are they coming to New York? Why do they keep coming to New York? Well, you give them all this free stuff. No wonder they keep coming. And Councilwoman Vicky Palladino said, this is downright dangerous and we cannot handle anymore. Take a listen.
This is the dam ready to burst. We have tried so many things here in New York. You know, we laid out the red carpet. We've given them housing. We've given them clothes. We've given them health care. We give the migrants every single thing they've needed. I don't think we needed to double down on this debit card idea, no matter how good the intentions of the mayor.
And also, it doesn't stop there, because this was an astounding moment. The president of Mexico, Obrador, known as AMLO, and he came out and had his list of demands and said, you know what, maybe we can curb the flow if you just give us a few extra G's, like $20 billion. If you give us $20 billion and you stop a lot of these issues that are happening, like the embargoes with Venezuela and with Cuba, and you make all the Mexicans that are here illegally in America legal, well, then maybe we have something to talk about. He's essentially blackmailing America. To me, first of all, I thought, I can't believe it, because clearly he doesn't respect President Biden. He seems to think we're a bunch of pushovers, and maybe he thought Biden would say, oh, that sounds great. But here's what he said. Here's the president of Mexico. You'll hear the translation with his list of demands for America in order for him to even try to stem the flow.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
If they don't do those things, will you continue to help to secure the border?
Yes, because our relationship is very important. It is fundamental.
Unbelievable. By the way, I messed up. I said $20 billion. It's $20 billion a year. So it's not just a one-time deal. He just said, yeah, if you can keep paying $20 billion a year and doing all these things and then make all of the migrants that are in America from Mexico, which is a big amount, if you can make them legal, then maybe we have something to talk about. That, to me, is incredible. But it reminds me, do you remember when President Biden went down and he was at the press conference with the president of Mexico? And they were like patting each other on the back saying, you know, yeah, I love people coming over the border. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The border's open. The border's open. Yeah, thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for illegal migrants. No, thank you. You know, it was like a love fest between these guys. So no wonder he's not jumping and trying to do whatever he can to seal the border. He's happy. He gets these people out of his country and all the services that they have to pay in another country when new citizens come in. Well, guess what? The U.S. then pays for the health care. The U.S. pays for all the variety of things, including debit cards now if they come to New York. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to George, line three. George, your thoughts.
Thank you. Listen, first of all, about the guy, I don't want to mention his name. He's not a human being deserving any human names, you know? He's so evil.
You mean the squatter, right? The squatter guy?
Right.
Yes, okay.
Right. I know his LM, the initials.
Yep.
Anyhow, we are just giving him publicity by naming him, and he loves that. And then I saw some of the pictures. He flashes $100 bills that total $10,000. Now, our citizens, you know, if you have assets of $2,000, right, beyond $2,000, you get nothing. No food stamps, right, if you're entitled. You get no cash, nothing. Now, this guy, he's flashing $10,000. On top of that, he's getting $1,600 per month, right? And then he doesn't have to do anything with that money, with the food stamps part, you know. And Eric Adams, doesn't Eric Adams wake up and realize that food stamps are sold at the rate of 70 cents, you know, per $1 food stamps? Everybody does it. I know people in the building who do it, you know, on a regular basis.
Yeah, and it's like a business, food, right, right.
Then when they go for, if they need food, they can go to any soup kitchen, any restaurant, etc., any time of the day, and they'll be fed, you know, food, if that's per se, food per se. Now, as far as my relatives, they're heading for, they were heading for, they got visa, immigrants visa, you know, they're well-to-do, you know, to go, what is an agricultural engineer, etc.
Now, wait, George, where are your relatives from?
Right. Well,
what country?
They are from the they are from Romania and the Soviet Union,
okay.
Half and half.
Okay, all right.
You know, Georgia, you know Georgia in the Soviet Union?
Yes, absolutely. I'm right. Half Polish. Okay. I know that part of the world. Go ahead,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So what happens, now the daughter is saying, she read some stuff about Australia that it's getting as bad as here. They have become big suckers like the United States, almost second biggest suckers in the history of the world as a nation. We are the biggest suckers, and I'm sick and tired of it. Now the daughter wants to go to New Zealand as a, you know, because she says that's the last vestige left on this planet to escape to, you know.
How, by the way, George, how sad is that? Like what you just said about how much of a suckers we are. I think you're right. I think the world, I'll tell you, I have friends from, you know, a similar part of the world where your ancestry is. And they have said to me, what the heck is going on with your country? Like, they see these images of our open border and they can't believe it either. They're like, what country in the world would ever have an open border like that? Like, even some of the countries that are fairly liberal in Europe are shaking their heads going, we would never do that. I mean, they just think that this is unfathomable that an American president would allow this to happen. And especially, you know, given the history and given the problems right now with Hamas and everything else and all these gotaways that are going across the border that we have zero idea of, it is so dangerous, George. I mean, it is a frightening situation. And I hate the fact that we are looking like suckers, which is why I think the Mexican president, he didn't think anything twice about trying to say, hey, yeah, if America gives us $20 billion, if we do this, he probably thought maybe Kamala Harris and Joe Biden would say, hey, what a deal. You know, like they were giving even more money to the Iranians. You know, I mean, they're probably like, hey, he's shelving out money everywhere. They might as well give it to us. So what a sad testament. What a sad situation. But I think they're right to feel that way, sadly. Let's go to Russ. Line two. Russ, your thoughts.
Oh, hey, Rita. I can reassure George that those hundreds were not real. That's fake money. It was a prop. Those look like they came right out of a bank or something. But, Rita, you know, my wife urges me to call and chat with you often, but I sometimes take non-mainstream views, and I don't like to disagree with you. You're so pleasant, unlike some of the harpies that call you from Brooklyn. But I want to say that that TikTok squatter is following in an American tradition, you know.
How is he following an American tradition of stealing from other people? Is that what it is, Russ?
In my superficial research, I saw the origin of squatting laws. And in the United States, after the Revolution in the early part of the 19th century, as the Western frontier expanded, families would build, you know, rough houses on the edge of the frontier and before the land was surveyed. But sometimes then that family would keep moving west in search of more fertile fields and better agriculture. And new families would move into those houses. And in order to legalize and regularize their status, they would have these laws that after 7 years, if you lived there and nobody objected. This guy, the key word of this TikTok guy was abandoned. He didn't say vacant houses where people were on vacation.
How does he know? Hey, Russ, the reason I bring all of this up, and I know some of the history, and also, look, if you go into some of the histories, even into the African countries, it's sort of tied to shanty towns. And there is history due to squatting. But that's different if you fast forward now to present day. There was a horrible case, by the way, of a case in New York City where a woman came back to visit her mother's apartment. The mother, I think, had passed away, and she went to look at the apartment. She had been gone for, I think it was a few months, comes back, and the squatters were living there, and the squatters killed her. I mean, it was a horror. It just made huge headlines just a few days ago. And so how do you know that it's an abandoned home? Just because someone's not there, that doesn't give you the right to take over it. Somebody else owns it. How does he know? He doesn't know. You know, and the fact that he's telling somebody, he's asking people to break the law, Russ. I mean, this is not like some traditional situation where you're moving from city to city in a group of people. And I hear you were dreaming of the history. That's not relevant to this. This guy is a con artist. He's a modern day con artist and telling other people to be con artists. And that's not good. And he crossed the border illegally. Apparently he was wanted for ICE. He forgot about that when he did his little TikTok. And apparently he was supposed to be on a paroled situation to report. He never reported. And then there he is on social media telling people to break the law, and then was mad, apparently, that they were looking for him. I mean, you know, I mean, this is a dangerous situation, Russ, don't you think?
Well, Rita, he found out in the United States, if you're the nail that sticks up, you get the hammer. But, you know, I think in the case of New York, that woman was murdered by intruders that had just been there for 2 days. It had nothing to do with squatting. And that's what I find a problem when people come.
Wait a minute, Russ. If they were there for 1 minute and killed her, I don't care if they were there for 1 second, they killed her. They took over the place. I mean, what are you doing in somebody else's place and killing them? I mean, it sounds like you're defending it because they were, what, 2 days versus, what, 3 days? I mean, come on, Russ.
Distinguishing one thing from another. If someone enters a house with a gun and they're in there for a minute, they're not a squatter. They're robbing somebody.
But they're a killer if they kill somebody. I mean, you know, don't you think? I mean, they were there for a couple days. Whatever the case is, I don't care if they were squatting or not. They were in somebody else's place. They were staying there. And they killed her. So there's a lot of things wrong with that picture, don't you think, Russ?
I do, but you know what's worse is that $44 trillion has gone to the top 1%. Steve Bannon pointed this out, and that concentration is what's destroying this country. But thanks for hearing me out, Rita. You are so pleasant. Thank you,
Russ, and tell your wife I said hello. Very sweet that she conditions you to call. That's beautiful. Russ, thank you very much. I don't know what Steve Bannon has to do with these loony kazoonies, but whatever. 1-800-848-9222.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Moreno was saying, come and get your home. Forget about love. Come and get any home. And now his new home is a jail cell. Thank goodness for justice. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Jacqueline, line two. Jacqueline, your thoughts about all this?
Hi, Rita. Well, you know, with regard to the president of Mexico being the demanding ingrate that he is, I have a wonderful idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. Joseph Robinette Biden should give all of the money that they raised at their little party last night at Radio City to the president of Mexico. Then he should get down on his hands and knees, and you speak Spanish. My Spanish is not that good.
Sí, yo puedo hablar, sí, seguro.
He should then, Mr. Robinette Biden should then say, oh, el presidente, would you like some more?
Por favor, por favor. You know what? $26 million, which is what they said they raised last night, even though, by the way, Trump is saying he's going to raise even more when he does a fundraiser next week. So it's like sort of the battle of the fundraisers, if you will. But that would do a lot of stuff. That would be, by the way, that's almost about half as how much it's going to cost New York City for these debit cards for the migrants. Because remember, that's going to cost $53 million. But you're right, that money would go a long, long way. And in fact, in the next hour, Jacqueline, we're going to talk also about Trump's visit to the family. And I thought that was so powerful as he visited Jonathan Diller's family, the NYPD officer, his wake last night. And, of course, tomorrow is the funeral. But, you know, I just feel like AMLO, the president, he's just kind of laughing. It's like, you know, him and Biden are like two peas in a pod. He's like, he's just kind of laughing all the way to the bank thinking, boy, what a bunch of suckers. And Biden's thinking, what border problem? The fact that he hasn't even done anything to fix it is astounding to me, Jacqueline. Let's go to Norm real quick. Line one. Norm, your thoughts about all this.
Oh, well, my thoughts on this. First, the caravan. There's nothing we can do. I mean, we can just protest. But until, you know, with the powers that be, until they change, you know, hola.
Come to America, come. And I don't know why they're coming to New York, just because they're getting that free debit card and they're getting four-star hotels. And if you can go on TikTok and brag about the homes you're taking over and get away with it for at least a few years.